It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah?
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime!
Make use of the help that God puts around you.
We are not a glum lot.
A promise is a promise.
It's very simple. Just don't drink and go to meetings.
Give time.
Easy does it. But do it.
Want to have self-esteem? Just do esteemable things.
One day at a time.
We carry the message, not the alcoholic.
Don't quit before the miracle happens!
Hey, we're the Effective Characters. So we're sitting around talking about our personal experience in recovery. Hey, I'm Mike.
James here.
I'm Dennis.
And the opinions are our own. We don't represent any particular organization, institution, or fellowship. Today, we'll be sharing about our experience with second chances in episode 237 of the Effective Characters podcast. Let's go.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, that's right. If the first chance wasn't enough, the second chance, look at you, you got lucky. Maybe the second chance wasn't there. Maybe something tragic happened. Maybe you just forgot that it was the second chance and not the first chance. You got confused. Dennis, the last week.
Yeah. Last week, it was pretty good. I did get nauseous again for a day, which really sucked and was weird. But the day after that, James's wife had a birthday, so she was like walking like 50 miles.
51.
And then I joined her in the morning and walked like 2 miles or so. And then later that day, I walked like 2 miles or so with James and Talitha, which was cool. I think at one point I had breakfast with a whole bunch of people, or was that the week before? I don't remember. It might have been the week before. But other than that, it was Easter yesterday. I didn't do anything. In Minecraft was good this week. My videos and shorts. No, but like my YouTube channel is like actually did really good this week. Like breaking records and stuff.
120 views.
It's cool. No, my video I released last week got like 700 and something.
Wow. The short?
No, the long. Which is cool. I'm almost to 1,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Which is really cool. Yep, that's what she said. That's what Mike just whispered and you couldn't hear. But other than that, it's good. This week my mom is going into cataract surgery or whatever on Wednesday. So I'm kind of nervous about that, but it's a routine thing, so it should be okay. Yeah, other than that, I'm sure these guys had a more exciting week than I did. What about you, James?
It's always to James. Yeah,
You're the resident middle child.
I'll take it. Even though I'm a father of two and a big brother to two, I'll take middle for you, Dennis. Yeah, my wife did, she, last year she's like, I'm turning 50, so I'm going to do 50 miles. And for some of you that don't know, she's ran at least 12 marathons. She's a runner, and I am not a runner. I remember in elementary school and middle school when we had to run, I hated it. Because I'd run one lap and I'd get this pain in my side. And I'm like, why do we do this? It's so stupid. And I would get so mad. And lately in CrossFit, I've been running. I do 400 meters every time we warm up. And I'm getting better. But I still get that pain in my side if I drink a little bit of water. So I don't drink any water till afterwards. But she did the 51 miles. And I was with Dennis. He forgot to mention, I did not walk or run that. I was on a little scooter.
Well, I didn't want to sell you out.
Oh, there's no sell out there. I'm still not a runner. And that's... But Dennis was sweating so much at the end. I was laughing at him.
It was hot.
It was not hot. And
if you were walking, it was hot. Not if you were on a scooter.
And so what she was doing was slowing herself down for you, Dennis. Because what she would do is she would walk 7 minutes and then she'd run for 3 minutes. And she did that. There's some term for that. I don't know what it is. But anyways, I did the last 2 miles with her. I actually walked. And then yesterday we went out and celebrated. I served at church, did photography. And then at night we went out with the parents to one of the Disney buffets and had a really nice Disney slash birthday dinner. And that was wonderful. And then I'm going to work the next 3 days. I'm working today. Usually I'm off, but I'm leaving on Thursday to go up to Nebraska for my grandmother's funeral. And it sounds like there's going to be all of the cousins. So it'll be interesting to see everyone. And I'm excited. I woke up this morning, did the gym, meeting, and CrossFit, and I'm here. I'm going to go back home, take a quick 1 hour nap, and get ready for work.
Wow, sweet. Thanks, James. This past week was good. I wanted to bring up a story because James was asking about it before, and I don't think we talked about it on the podcast. So I got this random, this is probably 2.5 weeks ago now, I got this random text to my phone from the place that I got my car, which was a new SUV that I got in July. And it has, I mean, it was a long, I guess the deal that I had was that I get 8 years. So I knew that with these payments and everything else, it didn't make sense to me that in the text they said, you have equity in your car, come trade it in, we'll give you money for it. And I'm like, that's not enough time that's gone by. So I was messaging back and forth, like double checking with them. And they were like, yep, great deals going on. You should come in. And it was an actual person. It wasn't just a machine or robot sending me these. So I'm like, okay, Chelsea, I will see you there. This is the time. Sounds good. I had to bring it in to get serviced anyway. And when I did, and they sat me down in front of a computer, they're like, oh, so you want to trade it in, huh? You want the new bells and whistles? And I said, you sent me this message. I actually talked to you. You actually signed your name at the bottom of the text. Do you remember any of this? And they're like, no, not really. I'm like, well, it was 2 days ago, so I don't quite understand how your memory is like that. But yes, this is what it is. And I showed them. And then we looked around at a couple things. They crunched some numbers and they go, oh, no, no, you have no equity in your car. And I asked them why they sent me that message.
It was a promotion.
And it was not only just a promotion, but it was so lazy, the fact that 3 times afterwards when I asked them, are you sure that this is my name? This is really me? You understand that you're talking to me in my vehicle and you're telling me that's a good deal. And I guess I'm used to being lucky enough in life that when people are wrong, they actually do apologize for the most part, because she did not apologize. She thought she did absolutely nothing wrong and there was no misleading. And it was a waste of like 3 hours that didn't need to be. And unfortunately, I'm just stuck in with them. They're like, oh, next year you can come back and we can talk about deals. No, no, Chelsea, is what I said. And then I pointed my finger. I waved my elbow back and forth, and I skedaddled. I got that just like this.
Duck.
So it was like a duck. It's like I was trying to fly away, but ducks, they don't fly that well.
I'm leaving.
Okay. I wiggled my arm. Okay. So that was 2.5 weeks. This past week was good. Let me see. Gearing up for had a first therapy session with my fiance that honestly didn't go great, and it's been every other day of trying to gain some clarity of things that she and I think that the other person needs to improve on, so that way the relationship with our kids can get better, and some co-parenting. Because no matter what, even though I don't need to parent the boys, she doesn't need to parent Olivia, there's times where we are the only parental figure there, and how to deal with that. So, I mean, it's real life stuff that I know I would immediately have run away if I wasn't a part of the program and actually putting in work. I wouldn't have stood for any of the conversations that we've had. I would have been like, hey, you know what? I think I'm good. And run away from it, because that's what I used to do before. And I know now that not only did that not work before, but absolutely it wouldn't have worked today. So doing that, the weather's getting warmer, so there's a lot of additional things to do with work that I'm not thrilled, because since I'm salary, they're all like free with air quotes around it, even though they're like, well, that's why you get paid. You get paid for these things. But they're seemingly getting out of hand the next month. So I'm working on gratitude lists to make sure that I stay level-headed. And I am blocked out at Disney until, I don't know, like another like 10 days. So I'm hoping to be able to get back to the parks and enjoy some of the stuff with Olivia.
Thanks.
But let's get to the topic. So this week's topic, I know Dennis came up with it, second chances, which is actually what James and I give Dennis all the time when he, you know, turns down opportunities to be a team player. We go, you know what? We'll give you another chance. Mm-hmm. We'll just keep giving you another chance.
Every time.
Every time.
Out of love.
Out of love. And also because doing a podcast, just James and I, we would see the ratings went down. Remember that one week, Dennis, that you weren't actually on it?
Yep.
Actually, more people than ever listened. I was just lying to you. There's just a tremendous amount of people. Now, granted, we put, where's Dennis? ! So people thought maybe something bad happened to you, and they were really excited, and that's why they listened. Oh. You know, no, I'm kidding, Dennis.
With your clickbaity title and that's stuff. Right. Well, that's fine. I know that I'm the real star of the show, so... Y'all can live in your delusion if you want. It's all right.
Hey, tell everybody what just happened.
What just happened?
With the Black Mamba.
Oh, we're out here in the beautiful park on this beautiful day doing the podcast, and a car pulled up and slowed down and, like, got our attention and was like, oh, just last week there was a Black Mamba under that picnic table, right under that picnic table. And so we had to stop the podcast and go talk to him, thank him for his kind warning or whatever. Although we don't have Black Mambas here, so...
See, I thought he was going to ask us if we'd seen his puppy and tried to get you guys to get into his car. That's why I stayed over here.
I mean, I was hoping for candy, but he didn't offer us free candy, so that sucks. But no, but he was probably meant like a water moccasin, because we do have water moccasins here in Florida. Like, and they're pretty dangerous. But, yeah, so we were interrupted. But now we're back and better than ever. And safe from snakes. So, yeah, second chances. Basically, it was my week to do the topic. And at the time of recording, yesterday was Easter. And, you know, Easter is all about, like, second chances. You know, a renewal, new life, and all of that good stuff. Whatever perspective you like to think of the holiday, whether you're Christian or pagan, it's still all about rebirth and new life and stuff. So... that's cool. And that got me on second chances, because in we come into recovery, you know, we spend our whole life, we live our life, we, you know, make our decisions and stuff, and it leads us down a path. And for a lot of us that end up in recovery, it's usually, or at least for me, it was a lot of bad choices. And I, you know, drove my life into the dirt and was not doing very well. So then you come into recovery, and all of a sudden you get sober after, you know, from doing the work and everything. And then you, you get another chance at life, no matter what age you are. If you're in your 20s or teens, or if you're in your like 60s or whatever, would you come in from that point on? It's a new chapter. It's a new life. And we get to live it sober. We get to do a lot of new things for the first time. We get to learn from our old life that, like, what things to avoid and stuff. And we get to have a lot of new experiences that we've never experienced. And if we would have stayed on the old path, we wouldn't have, you know. And, you know, thinking about that gives me a lot of gratitude and realization. Oh, that alligator's back. Sorry. There's an alligator that's stalking us in the water, and it's scary.
It's a black moccasin.
It's a black moccasin alligator. No, but it's a legit alligator.
You're an idiot.
But yeah, it gives me a lot of gratitude. Because, you know, I look back, I have friends who, like, started using drugs and drinking in high school when I did and stuff. And at some point, I decided that I didn't want to live this way anymore, and I could see where it was going. So I made the decision to get sober. And since then, I've lived, you know, so far it's been almost 7 years or so. And I've had close friends who have stayed on that path and now are not with us anymore. And, you know, I look back at that and it's like, that could have been me. You know, they didn't get their second chance at life, or at least that I know of. You know, I don't know what battles they were fighting or whatever, but I know for myself that I did get a second chance, and that now that I go forward, I know that I can do things, as long as my agoraphobia doesn't get in the way, that I couldn't do before, and I can appreciate things more. You know, I don't know, that's what all I got for right now. What do you have, James?
You're scared of Al Gore?
That's what I heard.
I'm scared of alligators.
Oh, Allegoria.
I'm a fan of Al Gore, actually.
Okay, okay. Now, when you say second chances, is it second chances or second chances in recovery? What was your topic?
I mean, it's just second chances.
Okay, thanks.
Be in recovery, if you want. You can take another perspective on it.
Oh, okay. So, the first thing I'll say is that, you know, recovery in general is definitely a second chance. And I equate it to being saved in Christianity, you know, with a little more tools and work. Because, you know, if you're saved in Christianity, sure, like Jesus has saved you and you're renewed in Jesus, but there's, I mean, you've got the Bible and there's a lot of tools, but, you know, for an alcoholic like me, I kind of need to be led through this thing hand in hand. Like, hey, this is how you have led your life. This is how you need to lead your life. And these are the tools to do it. And I think that the early founders had it right. And what was that? The Oxford group, you know, they took the Christianity ways and they had 6 steps. And a lot of it had to do with repenting and writing down everything they did. And I think as you do that in Alcoholics Anonymous, you can truly, truly be free and like let the chains fall to your side. So being a Christian, I think that I've had a second chance at life, and I stay in Alcoholics Anonymous because it truly helps me, and I can find people who are struggling and help them have a second chance. Now, I've seen a brother of mine picked up a month this morning, and I'm proud of him. We've talked about him on the podcast before, and you know, he's had many, many chances, and each time he goes out, it's worse and worse, from wrecking his car to losing a job, and you know, it's disheartening. But he's got something going for him now. He's got a month. I want to see him get that year, you know. And I don't know how many chances people can have, but I do know that if you work this program to the best of your ability, and if you're honest, then your second chance is going to be great. Now, I do believe that this life is amazing now. Like, I have childlike tendencies as an adult, and I love it. And the alligator's eyeballing us. Go away!
It's creepy, right?
It's kind of creepy. But I think that you have second chances with the people you love. My family's always given me second chances. My wife gives me second chances. I give my kids second chances. You know, I think if you do things out of love and kindness and set clear boundaries, you know, I think it's always good to forgive and give people the benefit of the doubt. So, what do you think, Mike?
You guys ever heard of the rock band Shinedown? It's been around the last 25 years at all? They have a song that says, "Sometimes goodbye is a second chance." I remember that one, Dennis. Does that sound familiar? It doesn't sound at all like I did it.
Is that the one that the lead singer of Slipknot is also the lead singer of that?
No, that's Stone Sour. Absolutely not. It's close. It's close enough sounding. It starts with an S. That's the only thing. Okay. It's the only difference. So that song completely does not relate to this topic. But that's what came to mind initially, and that's my share.
Thanks for sharing.
I would say second chances, man. I asked so many times for a second chance while I was still drinking. The days, go back in time to when you screwed up super hard, doing something really stupid. A lot of times I would black out and I wouldn't even remember what I was apologizing for the next day, outside the fact that either my roommate, my friend, my family, or my partner was pissed at something I did. Or I would remember just little bits of it, that I was an ass, and I would ask for a second chance, and I would feel really bad. I would mope around, pity party, till maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock came. Then I would start putting icing on the cake, getting it all set, right? Because I would know that by 5, at latest, I would like to have another drink. So I would have to try to earn my way back, because I wouldn't want to then go another day. Sometimes I would. Sometimes I would be like, all right, let's be honest, I'm hungover enough that I don't need to drink today because I still feel like garbage. But the majority of time, I would want to do that. So I would ask for a second chance. And I would get the second chance, but I would not get the trust back. And I could feel it with so many times. And it wasn't really until I got sober that I started getting second chances and not needing to get more chances back for the most part. You know, there are still some conversations that I have that aren't clear-headed, you know, aren't sober thoughts, you know, and some events that never came back for good friends of mine, where it's like, I still look back and I'm like, I don't know if what I did was really that bad. It was usually just me having too much of an ego, and people are like, well, why would I want to hang out with somebody that is that self-centered? You know, that was my biggest thing, is that I would take anything that was going on and make it all about me. And I'm glad that I almost have like internal gauge that goes on where I'm like, ooh, you know, like I am all about me. And it's challenging, especially if I'm going through tough times, to not feel like, you know what, I'm going to take the majority of this conversation because I'm having a tougher time than you. I had a conversation with a colleague of mine because there's a lot going on with different therapy things and things that I'm looking at, my parenting and how all that's going. And I had a conversation with him. And as they always say, when you put your junk in the center of the room, sometimes you'll want to pull yours back. That was definitely, you know, what he shared with me. And I was not that I was glad that he was going through a worse time, but it helped me gain perspective of it, you know, and know that we only have today, and I'm going to do my best to make the chance that I have today with any conversation I have or minute that I have free to not make it turn into a regret that I have. You know, I don't think there's any reason for me not to actually put on my big boy pants every single day and do it. You know, the second chances, that toughest second chance, I think, is sponsees that I've had in the past of continuing to give them a chance without firing them. I only had to fire one sponsee, and that was, I guess it was kind of mutual because he stopped returning calls and going to meetings. So I said, hey, you know, I wish you the best. I would love to see you in a meeting, and I can help you find a temporary sponsor that will work for you, because it's obviously not. And the suggestions that I had, you don't want to take, and I just want you to stay sober. So that was the only time where, after so many chances, you know, are second chances, Dennis, are they really second chances, or is a third, fourth, fifth, sixth chance, a second chance, just because there's no saying that covers those?
Yeah, I mean, I think in certain situations we get tons of chances. I know I've gotten more than two chances with my parents and family members and friends, and, you know, I don't know. I guess it's how you look at it, I guess.
But is the saying of second chance, does that cover like the seventh, eighth chance?
Yeah, I think so. In this topic we do, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So And as it's like, James, you can probably relate to, like, there's certain members of the family, especially like when it comes to kids, you give them more chances than ever. Because imagine if we said, hey, don't do this. And then how many times they do it and you go, yep, I told you. And nope, you're never going to be allowed to watch TV again ever in your life. Like the amount of times I'm like, you know what? TV is coming out of the room. And now like Olivia's like, you know what? Just take the TV and throw it away. And I haven't once. I haven't once actually done it. We just don't turn it on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How many chances have the boys got over the years?
Well, it's usually about them fighting and picking on each other. And what I'll do is, well, one, I try not to laugh because the insults they throw and when they try to hit each other in the face with punches, it's so funny to me. I don't know why. It's so funny because I never had a brother. So, like, the moment I would hit my sister, my dad was all over me. He would get the belt and be like, you do not hit your sister. But with boys, I'm like, what did he do? Like, why are you trying to punch him in the head because of that? But I'm just like, I always go to like, listen, you guys, you're brothers. You have to protect each other. You have to love each other. Just please relax. Stop. And that's been my take on it for all these years. And I haven't really blown up at them very much. When I was drinking, it was a little worse. But in these past 7 years, and I think it's helped. They don't fight very much anymore. They kind of just respect each other. They'll still pick on each other, and it's kind of funny, but I don't know why they pick on each other. I guess they get it from me.
Yeah. Well, they probably see Uncle Dennis and you, and they go, wow, that's something else. Any final words, Dennis, since this is your topic?
Sure. I'm going to go off topic, though. So back in 2015, the Muppets evidently had a show that only lasted one season, but it was like a primetime show on HBO. So it's the Muppets, like, kind of behind the scenes in like a documentary, like Office style, like the show The Office. And they're running a show, a late night talk show that stars Miss Piggy. So it's all about what happens behind. So it's kind of like 30 Rock too. But they do a lot of adult jokes. And one joke that they did, they were at like a morning production meeting or whatever. And you know, like the band, right? With like Animal and Zoot and Teeth and all of those, Janice and all of those people. Well, the meeting was all in like chaos and stuff. And like someone's like mentioned the meeting. And Zoot, who's always like spaced out, is like, oh, we're in a meeting? And then he stands up and he goes, oh, my name is Zoo. And the other band members are like, no, wrong meeting, not that type of meeting. And I just cracked up laughing. It was so funny.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. Not related. It was related enough. Hey, great topic. You know, you want to do rock, paper, scissors, James? See who's doing next week?
Yep.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, looks like it's James. He did paper, I did scissor. Right, I won.
So you win the topic.
No. I win who's next. Not that we don't absolutely love choosing topics, but that way we get to...
Who picks scissors?
You know? I pick scissors. Because I knew. Because you told me you always throw paper. Oh! Well, we did this 1 month ago, and I am the only one that listens. So right, I knew.
In the spirit of the topic, how about a second chance? Best out of three.
Nope. Nope. Next week. Chance. You know what? Next week's topic, if it's up to me, is going to be one and done. You know, I think that works out. So we'll be back next Thursday sharing our experience, strength, and hope with you with episode 238. We're the defective characters, entirely ready to have all these character defects removed. Remember, God didn't save us from a sinking ship to leave us on the beach. And we'll see you next time.
Woohoo!